Live from the No Panic Zone in the heart of America. I'm Steve Brewer. I'm here to level with you. I'm not here to tell you how things are going to be flowery and lovely. No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to ram it down your throat. Here we go. You ready? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Black Lives Matter organization raked in more than $82 billion from professional sports leagues, teams, and giant companies. All for what and who exactly? Number two, former President Donald Trump, as we've been talking about, widening his lead over Ron DeSantis in a hypothetical matchup of the two powerhouse Republicans. And number three, the border was the focus of major hearings in Washington on Wednesday, but the Democrats, every one of them, walked out. Didn't bother to show up. Apparently the whole open border crisis is of no concern to our friends on the Democrat side of the aisle. No concern whatsoever. In fact, they claim that, well, they didn't know about it. They were told in advance. Yeah, they were told in advance. And they skipped the meeting anyway. Apparently, they just don't care. And that's exactly what they did. They just walked out. On down the road they went. Didn't care. And as a result, they didn't hear from Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz. Raul Ortiz says the border is not under control. 385,000 got away without ever being checked by anyone this year already. We'll start with bite number five, and you get to hear what the Democrats didn't. Bite number five, go.
At 385,000 got away so far this fiscal year, we continue to refine that number. I've got to do a better job of accounting for the actual encounters.
Chief, I have limited time. I just need a number. What percentage of the 1.3 that you know got away, how much more do you think got away that you don't know about?
In my estimation, based upon the situational awareness that I have, probably be between 10 and 20%, sir.
More?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So even more that had no encounter whatsoever. Incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. And like I said, the Democrats decided to skip the entire hearing on the border. It's inexcusable is what it is. Inexcusable. Bite number eight. Listen to this. Bite eight. Go.
Now, this was supposed to be a full committee, but as you can see, the Democrats are not here. They decided to not show. Why? Well, they said coming here was just a political stunt. You tell me. Taking a hearing to the point of the crisis for a first-hand view, or boycotting a hearing because you know we're going to shine a light on the truth. Which of those is the political stunt? I'd say the political stunt is these empty chairs.
I would say that's accurate. Empty chairs are a political stunt. Yeah. The director of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, gave an absolute BS answer about operational control at the U.S. You actually have to hear what a stretch this is to realize how dumb this answer truly is. Bite number six, go. Bite number six.
So by what measure is it secure now, sir?
So there is not a common definition of that. If one looks at the statutory definition, the literal interpretation of the statutory language, if one person successfully evades law enforcement at the border, then we have breached the security of the border. So what we try to do...
What's your definition?
What our goal is to achieve operational control of the border.
Chief Ortiz, does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
No. No operational control of the border at all. But the Democrats skipped this all. Not important to them, apparently. Right? Not important to them at all. Pretty remarkable, isn't it? Alejandro Mayorkas. Well, you know, if you miss one, you know, you really? That's what you're going with. If you miss one, it's not operational. Really? Congressman Mark Green asking why Mayorkas is dodging the laws of the land. Why are you not enforcing the law of the United States of America? Bite 9 from Congressman Mark Green. Go.
The interim final rule is a rule that Secretary Mayorkas is trying to change and actually remove the judiciary branch from the decision-making on asylum. Even though Congress passed the laws many, many years ago that said the judiciary is to be involved. Why would Secretary Mayorkas want to do away with the judiciary? Why would he want to subvert laws written by this body, the Congress? It's because they want more people to come into the country. And now their solution is an app where whomever fills it out just automatically gets parole when they show up at the crossing site. That is in total contravention to what the laws passed by Congress about how people are to enter this country. I can see it now. Some drug cartel coyote. Hey, for an additional fee, we'll fill the app out for you.
For an additional fee, we'll fill the app out for you. Yeah. Just pay us a little more money. By the way, this is something you need to be aware of. We've been hearing a bit about this, but now it's becoming a lot more serious. The border crisis, not just the southern border, now it's the northern border. Illegals fly to Canada directly from a variety of places, then walk in from the north. Bite number 4, listen to it. Bite 4, go.
It's a pretty quiet town. We're a tight-knit community, 3,600 individuals. We're a border town. You should expect certain things, but not in the amount that it has exploded over the past several months. I mean, it's gotten crazy.
Our local population is not set up to care for the influx. These people are doing more with less because nobody's coming to help.
They're getting stuck with less. They're getting screwed by the administration. There it is. And it's not just the southern border, it's the northern border as well. There it is. This administration is not doing its job on either side of our country. They don't care. It's by design. It has to be. It can't just be. This cannot be an accident. It's by design. Think about that. They're just allowing it to happen. You have to ask yourself, why? What are they hoping to accomplish? It's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs 165% of vitamin pills. It tastes great. Check out all the American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. Got a brand new one for heart health. I started taking it here this week. You know, at my age, you know, now that I'm 27 years old, I need to think about my heart health. Oh, shut up, Shane. At any rate, HealthyCell.com, you can save 20% with the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber, save 20%. You think Shane will choke on, you know, microgel formula? At any rate, still to come, John Burns will be here. It's been 20 years, believe it or not, this weekend. 20 years since the Iraq War began. Shock and awe. 20 years. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.